Blog Talk Radio.
Of the Lord, I've been
free,
delivered, and in your presence, Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on and open up your mouth and just thank God for this day, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, Lord, we thank you for new mercy and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul. Come on and shout glory, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, we bless your holy name. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Amen. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from all my fears. They looked to him and were radiant, and their faces were not ashamed. This poor man cried out, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of the Lord encamps all around those who fear him and delivers them. Amen. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man who trusts in him. Amen. Oh, fear the Lord, you his saints. There is no want to those who fear him. My Lord, my God, we thank you. For the Bible says, the young lion lacks in supper hunger, but those who seek the Lord shall not lack any good thing. Father God, we just want to say thank you. For the Bible says, the righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all their troubles. Father God, we just want to say thank you. As we come to still, God, we cry out. And we thank you that we are delivered right now, amen, because we believe and trust in you, God. We come, oh God, with all faith this morning. Oh, Lord, we come on one accord, oh God, for a mighty move, oh God, in our life, oh God. Let your hand continue to be upon us, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And those in our family, oh God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Thank you for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, hallelujah, to save us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. As we enter in, we welcome you, Holy Spirit. Have your way. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits of Zion in the heavens to stop our prayers from being answered. And we decree and declare, amen, that our prayers will not be earthbound. We confess our sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare, hallelujah, we have a free passage from our prayer life to sin in the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven this morning, and we are seated in heavenly place with Christ Jesus right now. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We decree and declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal and assigns angels to reinforce us as we advance, hallelujah, into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territories. Oh, Lord, let that be a breakthrough in heaven this morning. Oh, Lord, purge the land of the wicked ones, oh God, that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come asking as we surrender all over to you with holy nothing. Father God, what is it that you would have for us to do? And, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name, amen. Oh, Lord, Father God, deliver us by your truth, for your word is truth. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, carnality, rationalization, indifference, hard-heartedness. Father, we decree and declare that the evil one has no place in us. We decree and declare, hallelujah, our independence from all strongholds. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of your of the word, oh God, with your water, creating us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Oh, Lord, we come humbling ourselves this morning. Amen. Oh, Father God, that we may be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come that we may be restored, oh God. Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh. Fill us afresh where we've been emptied of. Fill us afresh, Holy Spirit. Renew us. Renew the fire within us. Renew the zeal and the passion and the desire to serve God. Renew us, Holy Spirit. Refresh us, Lord. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, incubate us with the fire of the Holy Ghost. We pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, that you're on our side. Amen. Hallelujah. That you're always with us, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Lord Jesus Christ, we ask you according to John 14, verse 13 and 14, to wash over our minds with the blood of Jesus and cleanse out all darkness and all thoughts that are contrary to your will and destiny for our lives. We ask you, Lord Jesus, to shut any doors that need to be shut, whether spiritual or natural, and to open any doors that need to be opened, whether spiritual or natural, in our lives. And then, everyone, we ask you to give us, in each person, hallelujah, we pray for today or will be praying for today, clarity of vision, clarity of sight, clarity of thought, clarity of mind, clarity of knowing and hearing your voice. According to John 16 and 23, oh Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Father God, if there be any wicked way in us, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we come lifting up our family and loved ones, oh God. Lord, it's our prayer that all be saved. Amen. Lord, we pray for the protection, oh God, and the peace, oh God, and the blessing, oh God, and healing and deliverance, oh God, and guidance and directing. Amen. Hallelujah. In order, oh God, in position for the life of our family and loved ones, oh God. Oh Lord, for our children, oh God. Let your hedge of protection be around us, oh God, and our family members and loved ones, and all that we love and concern about all that you put us in charge of, oh God. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hedges of protection. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Heavenly Father, we ask you, oh God, to shut any doors that need to be shut in our lives and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Hallelujah. And open any doors that need to be opened in the spiritual and the natural realms of our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways, and we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless, because they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to our homes, our properties, our automobiles, our workplaces, our businesses, our finances, our ministries, our spouses, their workplaces, amen, our children, their schools, their workplaces, our friends and loved ones. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Lord, we ask right now, God, we ask you to fill these your temples with as much Shekinah glory as possible. Lord, help us to bear the cross that you prepared for us, and help those in our families. We ask that the Holy Spirit speak to our hearts through your word. We ask that you prepare us with reverence and worship and with humility through your Holy Spirit. We ask that you take out of us and ask us to do anything that you want to us, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, for our life belongs to you. We ask that the word we read would be engrafted into us and become part of our spirit, mind, will, and emotions. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree that by your power, you're helping us and causing us to be bold, dauntless, fearless, confident, intrepid, valiant, steadfast, faithful, true, and loyal for your name's sake. Heavenly Father, we ask in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver us when we are blind, wretched, naked, and poor. We ask for your help. And we thank you for your ever-present help and the help that's on the way. We ask you to help us not to be the accuser of the brethren, but to teach others in gentleness, to be a help in season, to edify and to exhort and comfort others. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask, hallelujah, we ask for love and grace for others and grace from you, Lord God. We ask for help that your love and grace in us will flow and be administered to others by your spirit in us. Amen. To manifest your presence in and through us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we release all things into your hands and commit ourselves unto you, trusting you, Lord God. We ask for your help, that you give us the word that you want us to give to others. Amen. Lord, forgive us and help us to follow your direction. We ask that you help us to cease from our own labors, and we do so by faith. Father God, we ask in Jesus Christ's holy name. We ask you to release our warring and ministering angels to minister and war on our behalf. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to comprehend and receive what the Holy Spirit has to say. Amen. We ask to speak and to do your perfect will in this life for you, for us, and for our children, for our family, and all that we love and concerned about. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we ask you to guard us and our family with many angels, and that they manifest as needed. We ask you to make us alert, awake, sharpen, attentive in your thoughts and ways. Amen. We ask that our hallelujah, that we prosper what we put our hands to do for you, Lord God. We ask to renew our youth like the eagles. We ask for a heart like yours and growth and maturity to walk in it to the fullness with you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Holy Spirit, have your way with all of us. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. Heavenly Father, we decree and declare your faithfulness to the heavens and your loving kindness and tender mercy anew every morning. And we thank you. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Heavenly Father, we ask that our mind, will, and emotions do not deceive you. Do not deceive us in hearing your voice. And be still in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we ask that you shut any doors that need to be shut. And open any doors that need to be opened. Lord, we pray for open doors of blessing, doors of favor, doors of good relationships, doors of healing, doors of prosperity, doors of financial increase. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And every Father, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over those doorways. And we ask that the enemy be rendered powerless and harmless so that they cannot come back through those doorways ever again to us, to our husbands, to our children, to our grandchildren, to our mothers and fathers, our brothers and sisters, our aunts and uncles and cousins, near and far, our church family members and friends, all that we love and concerned about right now, our houses, lands, properties, vehicles, workplaces, schools, and finances, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Heavenly Father, we thank you. We pray according to your word in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 17 through 23, that you will give each of us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray that the eyes of our understanding will be enlightened so we may know what is the hope of the calling of Jesus Christ. Amen. In the riches of the glory of Christ Jesus, inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of your power towards us who believe according to the working of your mighty power, which you use to raise Jesus Christ from the dead and seated him at your right hand in heavenly places, far above all principalities and power and might and dominion, and every name that is, hallelujah, that is named not only in this age, but also in the age which is to come. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you will put all things under the feet of Jesus Christ, amen, and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And we just want to say thank you. To God be the glory. Heavenly Father, open up our eyes that we may see how great you are and how complete your provision is for us. We thank you that the victory that the, hallelujah, that our Lord Jesus Christ won for us on the cross and in his resurrection has been given to us. And we are seated with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ in the heavenlies right now. Heavenly Father, by faith and independence upon you, we put off the fleshly works of the old man and stand unto you all. Hallelujah. All the victory of the crucifixion where the Lord Jesus Christ provided cleansing from all, from the old nature. Amen. We put on ourselves the new woman and hallelujah, the new man and hallelujah and hallelujah. And we just want to say thank you. And we stand into all victory right now. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. We stand in the victory of the resurrection and the provision that Jesus Christ has made for us. Heavenly Father, we put off all forms of selfishness and put on ourselves the new nature of Jesus Christ with his love. Amen. We put off all forms of fear and we put on the new nature of Jesus Christ with his courage. Amen. We put off all forms of love. Hallelujah. And we put on the new nature with his righteousness, purity, and honesty. We are trusting you to show each of us how to accomplish this in our daily lives. In every way, we stand into the victory of the ascension and glorification of the Lord and Lord Jesus Christ, whereby all principalities and the powers are made subject to Jesus Christ. Amen. We claim our place in Christ, hallelujah, as victorious with him over all the enemies of our souls. Amen. Holy Spirit, we pray that you would fill us right now. Come into our lives, break down every idol and cast out every soul and continue to lead us in prayer. Amen. We are thankful, Heavenly Father, for the expression, hallelujah, of your will for our daily lives that you have shown us in your word. By the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we claim all the will and hallelujah and destiny of God for each of us. Amen. We are thankful that you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. We are thankful that you have begotten us into a living hope by the resurrection of Christ Jesus from the dead. We are thankful that you have made provision for us so that we, hallelujah, can be filled with the Spirit of God, with love, joy, hallelujah, peace, with long-suffering, gentleness, and hallelujah, goodness, with meekness, faithfulness, and self-control in our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we recognize that it is your will for us, and we therefore reject and resist all the efforts of Satan and his wicked spirits to rob us of the will of God. Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, Yes, we ask you to put a hedge of protection around our minds to protect us from the enemy of all accusations, distortions, insinuations, and lies. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we claim the fullness of the will of God for our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we completely surrender ourselves to our Heavenly Father as a living sacrifice. Amen. We choose not to be conformed to this world. We choose to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we pray that we would show, that you would show us your will and enable us to walk in your will. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind our wills to the will of God. And we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. To God be the glory. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We ask you to give us and every person that we prayed for today, oh God, traveling grace and mercy, including ourselves, and to deliver us safely to our destination. We ask you to deliver us safely to our destination, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We ask you to loose your angels to go before us and protect us and support all darkness and all destructive forces away from us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, if your angels have to manifest themselves to protect us, please let them do so right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, bless us in our going and coming on today, oh God. Let us be blessing those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over our homes, amen. And all that's in our homes, or every vehicle, a form of transportation we may enter into today as a driver or a passenger. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. And we decree and declare that the blood of Jesus Christ answers for us. Follow us, guides us, directs us. Amen. Everywhere our feet may tread, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now. Every place we will enter into. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us. Amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. And we thank you for it, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, many of us are needing the healing. And we come, oh God, that we may be healed this morning. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. We know that the Lord saved his anointed and he will hear us. Amen. When we call, and he will come to our aid, and hallelujah, and with the saving strength of his right hand, that we may be healed, and our family members may be healed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name. Just like the blind man who Jesus told to watch in the pool of Siloam, I will demand that God's anointing power will flow through his service today and touch our eyes, amen, so that we may watch and receive spiritual sight. We demand that God's anointing power will flow through our hands as his servant today, and we will touch the eyes of the blind so they may, hallelujah, watch and receive spiritual sight. And we thank you, Lord God, we sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With our mouth, we will make known his faithfulness to all generations, that all will seek after him for themselves. We'll praise our wonders, O Lord, and tell of your faithfulness also in the congregation of the saints. Lord, keep your eyes upon your faithful servants in this land, and that we may dwell with you, O God. Help us to walk in the perfect way so that we may serve you and cause, hallelujah, many to seek your anointing also. Amen. Heavenly Father, make us like Stephen, full of faith and power, that we may do great wonders, amen, and miracles among the people, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we will stay full of the Holy Ghost, amen, and of faith, so that many will say, he was or she was a good man. Hallelujah. He was a good man and she was a good woman. Amen. Because of your anointing on our life, many people will be added unto you, Lord God. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ, for all our anointed leaders whose faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. Amen. May we become like them. We will allow the power of God's anointing to bring a harvest of fruit of the Spirit. His love, joy, peace, and long-suffering, gentleness, and goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance that draws others to demand his anointing for themselves. We thank, hallelujah, We thank Christ Jesus, our Lord, who has enabled us, for counting us faithful and putting us into the ministry. Amen. We work miracles according to the hearing of faith and not by the works of the law. Amen. God has called us, and he is faithful to do through us that for which he has called us to do. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we receive strength to, hallelujah, to conceive that seed of the dreams, anointing, and gifts that God has placed in us. Amen. We declare in faith that those same dreams, anointing, and gifts will be delivered. Hallelujah. Because God has promised, has declared us faithful. We decree and declare that the anointing of God abides in us and teaches us all things. The anointing reveals the truth to us as we abide in God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we offer excellent sacrifice before you, O God, because you have counted us righteous by our faith. Amen. Testify of the gifts you have anointed us with, that even after we are dead, our eternal works will speak. We decree and declare that we obey God and by faith go to where he has called us, so we may receive our inheritance in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Just as you anointed Aaron and his sons after him, so have you anointed and consecrated our children. And we too, oh God, your servants. And we just want to say thank you. We believe that we have been anointed by God just as he anointed our father, that we may minister to God in our ministry gifting, and that our family may be an everlasting priesthood throughout all our generations. Amen. You have raised us up as faithful priests, amen, and we will do according to what is in your heart and mind for us to do. You have built a secure house for our family and us, and we will be your anointed servants forever. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Because of your anointing on our life, you have granted all the future generations of our family and our great deliverance and mercy, and we thank you. We bless your holy name. We believe on today, amen, hallelujah. We believe God and take his warnings to heart. Therefore, he will shelter our family, and we will all be saved, amen. By faith, we are heirs of his righteousness. We offer to God our children and declare them his, and in faith we receive the promises of God. We release blessings upon our children, amen. We release blessings upon our husband and wives, amen. We have faith in what God is going to do for them in the future and right now. We will continue to speak blessings over our future generations, and we will worship God even in our old age. Amen. Hallelujah. We cover all of our firstborn children's dreams, the fruit of their labor, amen, with the blood of Jesus, and the angel of death will not touch them, but will pass over them. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. We thank you according to 1 John 1:9 that our sins are forgiven, and that we are cleansed and washed of all unrighteousness. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare all is well with us. As we enter in and we receive your word this morning, oh, Lord, let it take root. Let it take root and be engrafted on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace. Lord, let us receive divine revelation and knowledge and wisdom and understanding of your word, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight. Father God, I ask, oh God, in your blessing that you will bless us, oh God. And Lord, when you will multiply us with thy goodness and thy favor, thy protection, oh God, in thy way, oh God. As the stars of the sky and the sand of the seashore, and even more. And we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name as we put on the full armor of God this morning. Hallelujah. As we start this day, oh God, we thank you that you blessed us with your full armor. And we put on the full armor of God right now. We decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. And we take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against all the forces of hell. And we decree and declare the victory. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that we're overcomers through Christ Jesus, that we're blessed. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have blessed us. We thank you, Lord God, that you have opened up the windows of heaven and have poured our blessings upon our life, that we don't have room enough to receive, that others will be blessed by the overflow. We thank you for the overflow of blessings. We thank you for your overflow of favor. Oh, Lord, we thank you that every prayer that we prayed in our secret place, that you're already answering. And we decree and declare, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, that our blessings, all that we are trusting you for, our breakthrough is here. Hallelujah. That we will not, hallelujah, that we will not, hallelujah, this day will not end until we receive all that you promised us, that this week will not, hallelujah, end until we receive what you promised us this week, that this month will not end until we receive what you promised us this month, that this year will not end until we receive what you promised us this year, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we stand on your promises, a yes and amen. And we just want to say thank you by faith we receive it. Oh, Lord, we decree and declare this day has been blessed because you blessed it, that you made a way for us, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless the land of Jerusalem, oh God, and his people. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. Oh, Lord, we bless you. And we decree and declare that all things are working together for the good of our life. We thank you for divinely intervening and turning it all around for our good, that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail. In the promises of God, in the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray this day and for the rest of our lives. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, let's open up our mouth and just thank God right now. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We bless your name, Father God. My Lord, we love you, Lord. Amen. Good morning, good morning. Welcome this morning. I thank God for you this morning, Sister Shabante. It's just me and you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. My Lord. It's just me and you. Amen. There he is in the midst. My Lord. I thought you was on time, full time, and then you the only one that's on this morning. We just thank God. You were supposed to be in position. You were determined to be in position.
Yes. And I just feel it here. No alarm.
Come on now. It's a blessing to have you this morning. Truly bless my soul that I was not on here by myself. Amen.
Yes,
So there are two or more gathered in his name, touching in the grid. We just thank God for the power of the Holy Ghost that worketh in us. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Good morning and welcome. How you doing this morning, sister?
I'm good.
God bless you. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. I'm telling you, God just keeps on keeping me, and I just thank God for keeping you and all that's in your home and all that you love. So I'm just in a place of gratefulness, and I'm walking in expectation. I'm just expecting God to do it, expecting God to turn it around for his good, you know, expecting that I prayed for that. You know, sometimes we feel like, well, maybe that's just too much, or maybe that, you know, for me, that may be a lot. Oh, Lord, you know, and I go, now, why not? Why can't I go to my Father and ask? Why can't I go? He is my Father, and all is in his hand. You know, he's the creator of all belongs to him. Why I can't go to my Father? Then let it be thy will for my life, oh God. You know, but I'm your daughter, and I ask, Lord, you know, would you do it for me? Amen. Would you do it for me?
Amen.
I've seen many that say, Lord, would you do it for me? Amen. And just believe in that, and this is my season. This is my season, and I'm walking in my season of God's goodness and favor. You know, new doors opening up for me, great opportunities, you know. I mean, blessed opportunities, no setbacks, no losses, no missed opportunities. You know, just walking in that, walking in my season unhindered, amen. unmoved. Yeah. You know, just trusting God. And you're like, oh, no, I'm not going to move. I ain't going to fear it. I ain't going to worry about it. It's good, and I'm going to receive the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So that's how good I'm doing this morning. I'm better, and I'm getting even better. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Amen. So we're going to have our scripture reading this morning, and then I do have prayers. We're going to pray. We're going to pray for our nation this morning. And that includes all of us, and, you know, we in this nation. But our scripture this morning is going to be coming out the book of 1 Peter, chapter 1, verse 13 through 16. I guess we want to make sure that we're lifting up our sisters and brothers that normally have come on the call at least once. I want to lift up my husband this morning, Pastor Boyce and Manny. Just praying that God do a mighty work in him. You know, I pray for continual that God will continue to heal him, you know, mind, body, spirit, you know, his soul. Just God will just work a new thing in him completely, a complete work. Yeah. Amen. Wonderful work in him. And just God will bless him and open up doors. I pray that he, the spirit of worry, of fear, you know, if any, would flee, come off him in every situation, that he would just stand firm, you know, God, in faith, in everything. And not be moved with man, by what man can do or what man will say, just trusting in God that when one door closes, God opens up another one quickly for him. Amen. When one door is, before it can even close, God is already opening up another door for him to walk in, doors that will bless him, you know, and just will continuously bless him. Amen. I pray that for my husband, that God will continue to be his strength and his peace, and that he just be filled with so much joy. Amen. And with Sister Sakara and her family and Sister Sean, because she, since she had started being on the line, she's been on every day, so I'm going to call and check on her after, make sure she's okay. And Minister Lauren Green, my mother Karen, my cousin Angela, we just pray the peace and the protection of God, his protection around them, and the joy of the Lord continue to be their strength, and for healing to their body, peace to their mind, joy to their spirit, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whatever that they're trusting God for, according to his will, that God will remove every delay, that they will receive it. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. And we put the blood of Jesus Christ over them right now. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers them, protects them, heals them, delivers them, makes all things new, redeems them, and sanctifies them, purifies them. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rise up against them, children, you shall condemn. And we decree and declare victory over their lives and all that they have and will have. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray and we lift them up this morning. God be the glory. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My son came over last week, and he was all beat up. And I had to tell him, I said, that hurts my heart. I'm your mother. To see you all beat up like that. Have you looked at
which
your
one,
face,
Kendrick?
And what do you see? Yeah, Kendrick. I said, what do you see? When you look in the mirror, I said, you have no idea how that hurts your mother's heart. Don't, I never want to see you like that again. I need you to make some changes in your life. Yeah, it was all beat up, girl. Face just messed up. Everything just.
What happened?
He got jumped, and so he was beat up. So he was still smiling and laughing. Okay, he's always been a smiling, laughing from an infant. He always been a baby that was always laughing, always smiling, like overly like happy and smiling. Like you looked at his picture, you'll fall out laughing just because his smile would be so big, and just, you like that baby is just laughing.
You can see his personality, though. He got a personality.
Huh?
His personality is big, though.
Yeah. So he's always been like that. He was little. But anyway, so we go. Scripture reading is coming from the book of 1 Peter. Oh, are you there already? I'm sorry. I'll start talking. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 through 16. Huh?
Yeah, go ahead. You read that.
Okay,
Peter.
Huh?
You reading out the New King, I mean, New King James Version?
Yeah, New, First
okay.
Peter chapter 1, verse 13 through 16, the Bible says, therefore, gird up your loins of your mind, be sober, and rest your hope fully upon the grace that is to be brought to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not conforming yourselves to the former lust, as in your ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, hallelujah, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. Hallelujah. I love this word this morning. I love it, that the imminent return of Christ should motivate us to live for him. Amen. This meaning being mentally alert, gird up your loins of your mind. Discipline. Be sober and focused. Rest your hope fully. The question are we ready to meet Christ? Are you ready to meet Christ? Lord, help us. It is my prayer that we all be ready when he comes, because he's coming back. The God of Israel, not of the Christian church, is holy. The God of Israel and of the Christian church is holy. My Lord, my God. I say it again. The God of Israel and of the Christian church is holy. He sets the standard for morality. Amen. Unlike the Roman gods, he is not warlike, adulterous, or spiteful. Unlike the gods of the heathen cults, my Lord, my God, popular in this first century, he is not bloodthirsty or promiscuous. Amen. He is a God of mercy and justice who cares personally for each of his followers. Our holy God expects us to imitate him by following high moral standards like him. We should be both merciful and just like him. We should sacrifice ourselves for others. Amen. When we look at verse 15 and 16, if I wrap up in scripture, it says, but as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy. After people commit their lives to Christ, they usually still feel a pullback to their old ways. And you'll see it, you know, in their conversation, how they speak. And you'll see it in how they dress. Peter tells us to be like our Heavenly Father, holy in everything we do. Holiness means being totally devoted or dedicated to God, set aside for his special use, and set apart from sin and its influences. Amen? See, we're to be set apart and different, not blending in with the crowd, yet not being different just for the sake of being different. See, what makes us different are God's qualities in our lives. Our focus and our priorities must be his. See, all this is in direct contrast to our old ways. I want us to understand what makes us different are God's qualities in our lives. So our focus and our priorities must be his. See, all this is in direct contrast to our always. Amen. See, we cannot become holy on our own, but God gives us his Holy Spirit to help us obey and to give us power to overcome sin. Amen. So don't use the excuse that you can't help slipping into sin. We call upon God's power to free us from sin's grip. Amen. We call upon his power.
Amen.
My Lord, my God. My Lord, my God, some people want to use that excuse, and even we've used that excuse before, you know, to do or to hold on to that old man, old nature, you know what I mean? That old way of doing things, of thinking, of being. But we have to be delivered. The Bible says, be holy, for I am holy. We thank God for the word this morning.
Yes.
Lord, we thank you. I ask you, Father God, to add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of your word. It is my prayer that we be the doers of your word, Father God. Help us, oh God. We need your help. We need your help, oh Lord. We can't do it by ourselves. Lord, we ask that you help us, oh God. Help us, oh God.
Yes.
Continue to to turn, oh God, from that old way of thinking, that old way of doing, amen.
Yes, oh God.
And we just want to say thank you that you are our strength, amen. You are our, it is you that God and leads us by your Holy Spirit. And we just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
In Jesus' name. And we pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And God bless you, sister. At this time, we have our prayer petition, and then we'll go straight into our led prayers this morning. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. God bless you. Go ahead. It's just me and you still on the line. Nobody else has come
right.
on.
Okay. So, just like you this morning, I will lift up my husband as well in that same manner. You know
Amen.
What? That God will do a new thing in him, you know, and that he would stop resisting the hand, the move, the love of God, you know, and just allow his heart to be open and be transformed. And I know this might seem uncommon, but this is the way of life. So just for him to get used to new. And no questions about it. And also just for everyone, you know, just like you said, lifting them up in prayer, everyone who was on the line, you know, their family members and, you know, and just me as I just continue to allow God to, you know, not that I allow him, just but for his will to continue to be done.
My Lord, my God, yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come with all faith this morning, me and your daughter on one accord. And Lord, we come trusting you, God, and expecting a mighty move in the life of our husband this day, oh God. Lord, we pray that you will be God, that you be his strength, oh God, that he will seek you more, God. Lord, we pray that Holy Spirit would arrest him right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, just have his way, amen. That he will receive you, amen. Hallelujah. Once and for all, that he will decide to follow you and don't turn back, amen. That he will keep his hand on the plow and not turn back, amen. That he will be, I pray that he will be fit for the kingdom, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, give him new eyes and ears and a mouth to speak your word, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let him thirst after you, oh God. Let him for after righteousness, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we pray for help on today.
Thank you, Lord.
Lord, we pray that
you
will deliver from past hurt and pain and disappointments, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let him be delivered from guilt, shame, and condemnation, amen. That he receive you right now, amen. Receiving the gift of salvation, amen. Baptize him right now with our Holy Ghost and with our fire. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over his life right now. And Lord, we ask that your hands of protection be around his mind and thoughts. Let your hands of protection be around his life, amen. Let there be no preparation or penetration to these hands of protection. Oh, Lord, fill him with joy, oh God. Oh, Lord, let your hand be upon his life, oh God. Oh, Lord, that his children will see and know, oh God. Oh, Father God, that you have changed him, oh God. It's you that have done it all. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, that he will speak with gentleness, oh God, to his children. Amen, that they will not turn, oh God, but they will seek you even more, oh God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For the Bible says, fathers, do not provoke your children. So, Lord, we pray that he would not be provoking to his children, but a blessing to his children. Be a blessing to his wife, oh God. That he would love his wife like you love the church, amen. That he gave himself for her. And we just want to say thank you. We pray for restoration of their marriage this morning. Oh, Lord, restore the joy, the peace, the happiness, oh God, the unity, oh God, the intimacy, oh God, like never before. Let them taste and see that you are good together. Amen, that they will come hand in hand and praise you together. Amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare by faith that it is so, and it shall be no other way. We decree and declare that we will testify, oh God, what you have done in the life of your son, Roger, in the life of his children. In the life of all that he loves and concerned about, Father God, it is our prayer that all be saved, that we all be ready when you come, oh Lord. Make us ready. Make us ready.
Lord.
And we thank you,
Make
for
us
Lord.
Ready.
And it's in
thank
Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you. God keep you.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I love you, sister. I pray for you this morning. I'm telling you, God is good.
Yeah.
I guess he hasn't set up just me and you to be on the line this morning.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm happy that I was able to get on here, though.
I know, right? I thank God for you. I'm telling you. God is using you for me. I've been so grateful. I'm just so grateful. My it lets me know that I'm in position, whether it's one or two people or three, four, five people, six or whatever, but just to know whether to just be the one. Amen. You know, I'm about the one. I am about the one.
Yes.
The master is the one, but I'm about the one.
Yeah.
The one. So I just thank God, you know, that each day that I've been on this line since in February at 5 a.m., and today is day 20, that I haven't been on here by myself. So it lets me know that God has called me and positioned me for the ones that come on the line. Like I said, whether it's one or two, three or four, it just lets me know I'm in position. I'm in the right position. Amen.
Yes.
And so I'm just so grateful. Today is day 20, and we have eight more days before
eight
we conclude on this line.
Eight more days.
It always goes by really fast. And I just thank God for you. And I just pray in my prayer petition this morning, God will just continue to be my strength, be my way, that I will seek God more, you know, and that for me and everyone else will receive their forgiveness and know that we are forgiven. Whatever we have done, whatever we have said, amen. For there's no condemnation to those who are in Christ, amen. And as we repent and we turn to them and we receive our forgiveness, they really totally receive it. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And I give an example, like we receive a paycheck and we cash it and we spend it. It is done. We received it. So we are forgiven. Just like that. Amen. So I just thank God for forgiveness this morning. I thank God for a new life. I decree and declare that I'm walking in my newness. Amen. I'm receiving my keys to my new home. Amen. I'm receiving keys to my building for my business. Amen. I'm receiving contracts. Amen. For my plans and tour. I'm receiving contracts for my movies. Amen. In the name of Jesus, my books are being sold all over the world. Yeah, amen.
Yes.
I'm receiving a check. Amen. Hallelujah, generational wealth, spiritual wealth that will be passed down from my children's children, from generation to generation, that I'm a blessing, amen, to my husband, amen, to his life, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, and I'm a peace to my husband, hallelujah, for his life, amen, hallelujah, like he said, I'm my husband's happy place, amen, he can't wait to get to me because with me, it's his joy, his peace and happiness. I'm a blessing to my husband's life. I am the favor that God has sent. Amen. The Bible said that he that finds a good wife finds favor from the Lord.
Thank
and I decree and declare that I am the one that God has sent. And hallelujah. Because of me, my husband received favor because he found a good wife in me. Amen. And I'm just so grateful. I decree and declare the power of God upon my life. Amen. Holy Ghost filled. Amen.
Lord.
Moving and working in me. Amen. God and leading me, directing me, and positioning me that I can receive the blessing of the Lord and make it rich and add no sorrow. I decree and declare I am a whole to the kingdom of God. I'm the righteousness of God. Clothed with the immense power and authority, filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, healed by the stripes of Jesus. I'm the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm a child of God, born again of the incorruptible of the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I receive the riches. Hallelujah. That cometh from heaven. Amen. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus Christ of heaven, I'm going stronger and stronger in my faith. My hands are moving. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah. My head will lack no oil and my garments will remain white. Amen.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
I'm God's apostle positioned to be used and serve God's people. Amen. I don't belong to myself. I've been bought with a price. I belong to Jesus.
Yes.
I'm washed and cleansed, sanctified by the blood of Jesus. Made you. Amen. My old way of thinking is gone. Amen. So, hallelujah. The old woman has passed away. The new has come. Amen. I will not dig her back up. She is dead. What am I going to do with her? Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
I receive it by faith, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, my marriage is blessed. It's prospering in God's goodness, amen. Me and my husband, we're growing stronger and stronger together. Hallelujah. In faith, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes,
every plan, agenda, the enemy has been destroyed.
Yes,
when it comes to my family, all that I love and concerned about. Hallelujah. I'm a channel of God for God's blessings to flow through, amen. I decree that all that I touch in the name of Jesus shall prosper.
Yes,
My Lord, my
yes,
God.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. The way has been opened up, amen, where it seemed to be no way.
Yes.
God has opened up that way, amen, where the enemy has said,
yes,
denied it. I wouldn't approve. I don't qualify. God has qualified me for that that they have disqualified me,
yes,
for. God has approved me for that that man has disapproved me for, amen, in the name of Jesus,
amen,
Christ. Hallelujah. God be for me. Who can be against me? Amen.
Oh,
if God said it's mine, it's mine. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to get it, amen,
yes,
in the name of Jesus. They're going to tell me, you can't get that. You don't qualify for that. You got to prove for that. If God says for me, I'm coming to get it. You just
come
get it with me. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of,
amen,
Jesus. Glory to God.
Yes.
Hallelujah,
God.
Lord.
Thank
I'm a blessing
God
to my workplace. Amen. I'm a blessing. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I decree that I'm a blessing because my Father has blessed me. He calls me blessed. So I,
yes,
am blessed. The Bible says,
yes,
that God has blessed. No man can curse. I am blessed by my Heavenly Father.
I am blessed.
And I shall remain,
yes,
blessed all the days of my life. And I thank you for,
yes,
my children are blessed. You, my,
yes,
sister Dorsey,
Lord,
is blessed. My husband Dorsey,
yes,
is blessed. My mother Carol Dillard is blessed. My brother Taiwan Matthew,
yes,
is blessed. My,
yes,
sisters are blessed. Amen. My grandchildren,
yes,
are blessed. Amen. All that I love is blessed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Gospel Public,
amen,
Ministries is blessed. Everyone that's a part of,
yes,
it, hallelujah,
God,
good comedy, past, present, and future to come are blessed. In the mighty name of,
bless,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you for, Lord. We receive it in Jesus Christ's holy name. To God be,
yes,
the glory. Amen. And I seal this prayer with the,
yes,
blood of,
God,
Jesus Christ of Nazareth,
yes,
that does,
God,
all things fulfill. And the promises of God. And the Holy Spirit of,
yes,
the living God that the will of us know. In,
yes,
Jesus' name I pray. For God be the glory. Amen.
Yes,
amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
I thank the Holy Spirit. Ooh, I didn't even know that.
Yes, oh God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Receive it. In the,
yes,
mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
I'm going to pray this prayer for me. I'll wrap up here. I won't be long before us, but I want to pray prayers,
okay,
for our nation. God, we heal the land.
Yeah.
That we can be praised about this land, oh Lord. So much is going on,
yes,
in this world, but Lord, we know that you are in control. You're all seeing, all knowing, and God,
yes,
your hedge of protection is around us, your children,
oh,
and our family. We just want to say thank you as we come. We come with all faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Come my faith as we pray for our nation. Amen. Lord, we pray for the leaders of our nation to come to the light right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We make supplication, prayer, intercession, and give thanks for all the people of our nation and for the leaders of our nation that we may live a peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let our leaders be just and let them rule by the fear of the Lord. Amen. Oh, Lord, save our nation, oh Lord, and send prosperity. Let our nation praise the Lord for his merciful kindness and truth. Amen. Let all the idolaters in our nation be confound, and let all the gods worship the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let our leaders fall down before the Lord, and let our nation serve him. Amen. Let the poor and needy people of our nation be delivered right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let the Lord's dominion be established in our nation, and let his enemies lick the dust. Amen. Turn our leaders' hearts to fear your Lord. Let the Lord rule over our nation, and let our nation be glad and rejoice. Amen. Let our nation sing a new song. Bless his name and show forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. Let the people of our nation tremble at the presence of the Lord. Amen. Let our nation make a joyful noise to the Lord, and let the people serve him with gladness. Amen. Let our leaders praise your Lord, and let them hear the words of your mouth, O God. Let the wicked be rooted out of our land. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, let the wicked be cut down and withered as the green herb. Let all the people of our nation turn to the Lord and worship him. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare our nation is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and all that they dwell in therein, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We pray that our nation will submit to the rule and reign of Christ Jesus. Amen. We pray that our nation will bring its wealth into the kingdom. We pray our nation will humbly be converted and bring its wealth to the kingdom. We pray that our nation will be healed by the leaves of the tree of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We pray our nation will show forth the praises of God. Amen. We pray our nation will see the glory of God right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that those who hunger, that those who are deaf hear the the words of the book, amen, and let the blind see out of the scrutiny, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that Jesus will rule over our nation in righteousness and judgment. I pray that our nation will come to Zion to be taught and learn war no more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I pray that our nation will seek the Lord and enter his rest. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. I pray that the parched places in our nation will become a pool and every thirsty port springs of water. I pray that the glory of the Lord be revealed to our nation and that all the inhabitants will see it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And let the Lord bring righteousness and justice to our nation. Amen. I ask the Lord to do a new thing in our nation by giving waters in the wilderness and streams in the desert. Amen. That peace and shalom come into our nation. Amen. Like a river. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let our nation be sprinkled by the blood of Jesus. Let the children of our nation be taught of the Lord our God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We decree and declare victory over our nation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And anything that's been spoken in secret to destroy our nation, we destroy it right now with the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. Let the wicked ones that have devised a plan to destroy this nation, let it come to nothing. Let them turn on themselves, oh God, and confusion come upon the camp of the enemy. Let their eyes be blinded, let their ears be deaf to our prayers and conversations. Let their tongues be entangled, oh God. Let them become mute in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that they will speak no evil, amen, against our nation. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare peace in our nation. Joy.
Peace, oh God.
Restoration.
Joy, oh God.
Healing.
Thank you for the restoration, oh God.
And we just
want
to thank you, Father God. We thank you for the deliverance on today.
Yes.
For we are your children, oh God. We thank you, oh God, that you are working your angels, oh God. And that they are kept around us and our family and all that we love, oh God, around this world. And we just want to say thank you, protecting us from seen and unforeseen dangers of this world. We thank you that you've already blessed us, oh God. We thank you for our healing. Once we leave this high, but never your presence. We thank you that God is you that send your angel to go before us. Prepare the way. We thank you that you already blessed us there, oh God. We thank you that we can expect miracles, signs, and wonders of your goodness and favor, your blessings. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father above. We love you. Thank you that you loved us first. And we decree and declare that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor, your divine mercy and
favor,
peace, joy, happiness, protection, provision, restoration, prosperity. Thank you, Lord God, that you renewed our youth like the eagles. And we are blessed, and we are going from glory to glory to glory.
Glory to glory. Yes, God.
And we thank you, Lord, for your Shekinah glory. And
yes,
we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
glory
you.
To God. God bless you. God keep you. I love you. I thank God for you. Amen.
You. Thank you.
As we do every morning on the line, on our prayer line. Amen. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. It's just me and you. And then I'll close it out with the pastor.
So me, I'm just grateful. I really thank God for who you are and the love that he has placed inside of you. It's a great display, and it's good to, you know, not saying mimic in that sense, but you know, you have to have a blueprint in order to follow, in a sense. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful that he's just lining me up with magnificent people, and I just thank him for who he is, not for what he does, but just because who he is. And I love him, and I thank him. Yes.
Amen, amen. God bless you, sister. I love you. I thank God for you. Like I said earlier, it's just a blessing for my life, and I'm just so glad, so glad. And I always remind you and tell others about it, you know, how we met. And thank you, God. God showed me you. And look at us now. I'm just so, so grateful that you came back to Houston. Amen. And you got all the picture care ministries. How would you say?
I said I'm glad somebody got
it. Yes, I'm so glad you came back to Houston.
Yeah. I said yes. You know, sometimes, you know, it's just a running joke because I'm just being funny.
Oh my Lord, my God!
I'm glad somebody is.
Like, no, like right? We all want to be we want to be wanted. You know, it's necessary. It is necessary.
Right.
Who want to be in the place in? But did I make the right decision? Why did I come back? And is it worth me
right.
being back here? Yes. I want you to know. Yes,
right.
yes. I am so glad to be. It is such a blessing.
Yeah.
Such a great
thing.
We got to plan our day out and all that kind of good stuff. So I'm definitely looking forward to next year. This weekend when we go out, we'll be able to have fun and just have a good time at the same time, you know.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I just thank God for you, and we just continue to pray for one another. And once again, I just thank you for being in position this morning, because there's nobody else on the line. So I said, wow. She said she was going to be on, and she was determined, and she's the only one on the line this morning. So nobody jumped on at no point in time. So I don't know what happened. But anyway, we just thank God for this time together. Amen. Coming on one accord with all faith and all that we prayed and trusting God in it and forward and walking in expectation and saying, oh, Lord, I see you working. I see you moving. And I'm just trusting God for a mighty move. So God bless you. God keep you. And now I'm going to release the pastor's blessing. Amen.
Okay.
And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you, be gracious unto you, giving you his peace. May you live this day knowing that God is in absolute control of everything that's going on in this world, in this universe. He can control every detail of your life, but you need to release him to be the Lord of your life. His Lordship will bring to you green pastures and still waters, answers and solutions where now you have only questions and problems. God is a good God, and he is awaiting the chance to make your life a thing of great beauty. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray, that we receive. I receive it. Hallelujah. That we pray and we believe. In Jesus Christ's holy name, we pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God bless you, sister. So I'll be checking on you later today. Amen.
Hallelujah. All right.
Oh, I want to see him look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, hold me last, ever to rejoice.
I want
to
hear him say,
give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him, and now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me.